All right, welcome to July 29th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because I get a little tired of hearing people say that all they learned in their college humanities and political science classes is that all America ever does is invade other countries and the Trail of Tears and scandal after scandal. And if that's all you know about America, I might remind you about things like, the American Red Cross, the fact that America has groups go all over the world to plant trees, infrastructure, schools, libraries, running water, that sort of thing. So there is another take on that, and I'm here to tell you all about it. In fact, I'll tell you both sides of it.
And this one is an ugly one, too.
And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up and face the flags and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brother. And now on to today's show.
Yeah, I mentioned it's ugly. Got a couple deep state stories for you. Today is the birthday of the Council of Foreign Relations. Also, the Bohemia Club throws their first party in the Redwoods of Marin County, California. So get your conspiracy theories ready for that. Also,
Lou Brock steals his 700th base and Friday Night Videos debuts. So let's get started.
1971, Council of Foreign Relations is formed. Paul Warburg strikes again. According to Wikipedia, the CFR is a U.S. nonprofit think tank specializing in U.S. foreign policy and international affairs. Membership consists of secretaries of state, directors, bankers, lawyers, etc., publishes a monthly foreign affairs journal, and runs the David Rockefeller Studies Program, which influences foreign policy by making recommendations to the presidential administration and diplomatic community, testifying before Congress, interacting with the media, and publishing on foreign policy issues. That was all Wikipedia. So, what does the CFR have to do with the Federal Reserve? Try not to act surprised, hashtag sarcasm, but a lot. Colonel Edward House, President Wilson's personal advisor, who assisted in the passage of the Federal Reserve Act, also drafted the charter for the American branch of the British Round Table Group, which would become the CFR. German-born American banker Paul M. Warburg also had a huge involvement behind the scenes in both organizations. Apparently a big fan of Vladimir Lenin, one of the first journals of the CFR published states, according to The Shadows of Power, written by James Perkloff, quote, "Obviously, there is going to be no peace or prosperity for mankind as long as America remains divided into 50 or 60 independent states," unquote, referring in a very Leninist way to an international system. Aside from Wikipedia says about the CFR, Perkloff also points out, even this was too Leninist for Franklin D. Roosevelt, who mentions in a letter November 11, 1933, "The real truth of the matter, as you and I know, that a financial element in the large center has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson," unquote. Although whether or not FDR actually said that has been disputed, fast forward to 1971, and Anthony Lucas wrote in the New York Times, quote, "Everybody knows how fraternity brothers can help other brothers climb up the ladder of life. If you want to make foreign policy, there's no better fraternity to belong to than the Council of Foreign Relations," unquote. The power behind the CFR and the Federal Reserve have been considered the pillars of the establishment of the New World Order, or the swamp, or the deep state, or whatever you want to call it, for over 100 years now. 1878. Bohemian Club throw their first party at the Redwoods of Marin County, California. The Bohemian Grove is the current location for these parties every July, and if you're going, see if you can get me in. This club, founded by the country's wealthiest, were actually throwing a goodbye party for one of the club founders, actor Harry Edwards, and the tradition stuck to include every Republican president since Herbert Hoover, and the only exception being Donald Trump. Other members have included Charles Schwab, Mark Twain, Robert Mondavi, Clint Eastwood, John Muir, and a couple Rockefellers. According to Vanity Fair, every year around mid-July, the elite of the elite gather on this 2,700-acre camping facility and have a big men's only macho powwow around a giant 40-foot owl where a human effigy is sacrificed. By the way, you probably have this mascot in your pocket right now. If you pull out a dollar, you can see it on the back in the upper right-hand corner right next to the one. I don't know about you, but I need a magnifying glass to see that, but it's there. The whole thing's weird enough for conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to sneak in with a camera and release his filmings in a documentary called Dark Secrets. It's also weird enough for QAnon's White Rabbit to link, shall we say, significant events that affect the CIA, the House of Windsor, the Council of Foreign Relations, whose birthday is today, by the way, and, as usual, the Federal Reserve. All the way up to modern-day Arab Spring, Pope Francis, and WikiLeaks, and so, so much more. By the way, if you're a fan of the show House of Cards, Elysian Fields was based on this encampment. 1974, St. Louis Cardinal Lou Brock steals his 700th base. And finally, 1983, Friday Night Videos debuts on NBC. It later turned to Friday Night, then Late Friday. But by the time MTV came around a few years later, the show was no longer relevant. But it did have a share of interesting guests throughout the years, such as Don King and Mike Tyson, Dr. Ruth Westheimer, Yoko Ono and Sean Lennon, Paul Schaefer and Keith Richards, etc., etc., etc. Good show. It aired all the way up until 2002.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for July 29th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program on the comment board. For example, so what's your take on the CFR, or the Bohemian Club, for that matter? I guess if it's good enough for the QAnon map, it's good enough for this show, right? And by the way, I do find it interesting, but not surprising, that Trump is the only Republican not to be invited. How many of you actually remember the show Friday Night Videos? When I was a youngster, I would stay up really late to watch that show. And I tell ya, if the video killed the radio star, then the internet probably killed the video star. Let me know what you think. Or you can take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. Let me know how you do on that. And now on to tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Medicare, cornflakes, revolution news at Fort Thickety, the wireless telegraphy, Britney Spears, and In God We Trust. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.